Test 64, Section 2, Question 2. This says, if the statement's true, what must also be true? So this is a must be true inference. 70 to 100 Florida Panthers today. This is an increase over the number in the 70s, but their population must reach at least 250 to be self-sustaining. So yeah, it's better, but they need to be 250 to be self-sustaining. Their current habitat is not large enough to support any more of these animals. And their current habitat won't support more than 70 to 100. So what that pretty much says is right now, they can't be self-sustaining. So some part of the habitat is only of marginal quality. We don't know anything about the quality. If the population ever exceeds 250, it will be. No, that's not what's here. We know that if it's going to be self-sustaining, it needs to be 250, but that doesn't mean if it's 250, it will be self-sustaining. Bad if then with B. Unless Florida panthers acquire a larger habitat, their population will not be self-sustaining. Yeah, because we know that their current habitat isn't large enough to support more. And until they can get 2.5 times what they are now, they won't be self-sustaining. So C is good. Population of Florida panthers will never increase much beyond. We don't know that it never will. We just know they need more habitat if it's going to. Today, Florida panthers occupy a larger habitat than in the 70s. We know that there are more creatures, but we don't know that they're filling a bigger habitat. And so therefore, C is definitely our correct answer.